On August 16, 2007, a suspected measles case was reported to the Pennsylvania Department of Health. The patient was a 12-year-old Japanese boy who was participating in a large international youth sporting event. He had developed a measles-compatible rash and Koplik spots that day. He was placed in isolation, and the diagnosis was confirmed when measles-specific IgM antibodies were detected the following day. He had been exposed to a sibling with a measles-compatible illness in late July while in Japan. His vaccination status was unknown. On August 11th, he had developed a sore throat and malaise. On August 13th, he had traveled with his team by commercial airline from Tokyo to Detroit, where he cleared immigration and customs, and then from Detroit to Baltimore. From Baltimore, they took a chartered bus to Williamsport, Pennsylvania. Because he had traveled while infectious and was taking part in a well-attended event, an investigation was initiated. Measles is an acute viral illness characterized by fever, rash, cough, coryza, and conjunctivitis. Highly infectious, it is spread by droplet or airborne routes. The incubation period from exposure to rash onset ranges from 7 to 18 days, and the communicable period extends from 5 days before rash onset through 4 days after rash onset. In 2005, measles caused 345,000 deaths globally. Because of routine immunization with the highly effective measles, mumps, and rubella, or MMR vaccine, measles is no longer endemic in the United States. Recent U.S. outbreaks have been associated with imported cases. Outbreak control measures can include post-exposure MMR vaccination within 72 hours of exposure, post-exposure immunoglobulin, isolation of ill individuals, and quarantine of susceptible contacts. The index patient was attending an international youth sporting event held annually in Williamsport, Pennsylvania, and which took place between August 17th through 26th in 2007. The 2007 tournament included 8 U.S. and 8 international teams. 200 boys aged 10 to 13 years participated and stayed in a residential compound. The estimated attendance for the outdoor sporting events was 265,000. The objectives of the investigation were to identify susceptible persons through contact tracing, to identify additional measles cases, and to control a potential outbreak. Contact tracing was conducted among persons exposed to known cases during their communicable period. For the index case, those exposed between August 12th and 20th were contacted, including residential compound attendees, airline passengers, and airport workers. Standard criteria that established presumed measles immunity were used to evaluate risk among exposed persons. These included birth before 1957, history of measles disease, documentation of 2 doses of a measles-containing vaccine, or detection of serum IgG antibodies. Standard measles case definitions were used. A confirmed case was defined as illness in a person with a generalized maculopapular rash for greater than or equal to 3 days, and fever of greater than or equal to 101 degrees Fahrenheit, and any one of cough, coryza, or conjunctivitis, and laboratory confirmation or an epidemiologic link to another confirmed case. As additional cases were identified, contact tracing was expanded to include the additional exposed persons. Post-exposure prophylaxis was administered to susceptible contacts as appropriate. Health departments in 8 states were involved with these efforts. The general public, healthcare providers, and public health personnel were notified of the outbreak through the media, the Health Alert Network, EpiX, and through the World Health Organization's revised international health regulations. As additional cases were identified, laboratory testing guided case classification and ongoing outbreak response. Measles laboratory testing included serologic testing for measles IgM and IgG antibodies, detection of viral RNA by real-time reverse transcription polymerase chain reaction, or RT-PCR, or conventional RT-PCR, and viral culture. Viral genotyping was attempted following detection of viral RNA or culture of measles virus. Genotyping can suggest the likely source of virus, and in an outbreak can confirm the epidemiologic link between cases. In the post-elimination era, genotyping can also help assess the possibility of renewed endemic transmission. Follow-up was conducted of over 1,300 exposed persons, notifying them of potential measles exposure. Of these, 186 persons were vaccinated with MMR vaccine, and 3 received immunoglobulin. 6 additional confirmed measles cases were identified. Case 2 occurred in a 12-year-old Japanese boy with no documented measles vaccination history. He was exposed to the index patient on August 12th in Japan during a team practice session. On August 15th, he traveled to the U.S. to be a spectator at the event and developed measles-compatible rash on August 23rd. Case 3 occurred in a 25-year-old male who was U.S.-born but had no documented measles vaccination history. He was exposed August 13th at Detroit Airport while working as a customs officer. He developed rash on August 27th. Although he had traveled to Chicago to attend a wedding during his communicable period, no additional cases were definitively linked to him. Case 4 occurred in a 53-year-old woman who was therefore born before 1957. She had no documented vaccination history. She was exposed on August 13th when she was an airplane passenger seated one row in front of the index patient. She developed rash on August 28th and was not linked to additional cases. Case 5 occurred in a 40-year-old man who was U.S.-born but did not have documentation of measles vaccination. He was exposed to the index patient on August 14th while working as a corporate sales representative at the sporting event in Pennsylvania. He developed rash on August 28th in Texas, then a fever to 105.7 degrees Fahrenheit, a seizure, and was hospitalized with pneumonia. He recovered and was discharged 4 days later. However, prior to his hospitalization, he had made sales visits to three Houston area colleges on August 28th, where he met two male college students who were 18 and 19 years old. They were both U.S.-born and both had documentation of two prior doses of MMR vaccine. However, they both developed measles with rash onset on September 11th. Although they had assisted at a youth baseball camp while infectious, no additional cases were identified. Seven measles cases were associated with this outbreak, with three generations of cases. Three cases occurred among persons not typically considered at high risk for measles, including in a woman born before 1957, case four, and two fully vaccinated college students, cases 6 and 7. The timing of the seven cases can also be summarized by this epidemic curve showing their rash onset dates. This table shows that each of the seven cases was laboratory confirmed by serology, RT-PCR, or culture. Notably, case 7, which occurred in a vaccinated individual, did not show a detectable IgM antibody response, and lab confirmation required detection of measles virus RNA by RT-PCR. Genotyping was successful for 6 out of 7 cases and showed measles genotype D5. This slide shows an enlargement of the D5 portion of the measles phylogenetic tree with the 6 identical genotypes recovered in this outbreak. The sequences in this outbreak were 100% identical to that of a genotype D5 virus circulating in Japan in the same period. As measles is no longer endemic in the U.S., the importance of viral genotyping is elevated in order to help determine the likely source of virus and confirm epidemiologic associations. In this outbreak, genotyping suggested Japan as the most likely source of virus and also confirmed the epidemiologic link between all three generations of cases. Limitations in this investigation included that the viral genotype could not be identified in one case. At the time, there was no follow-up of exposed visitors after their departure from the U.S. to determine if they may have developed measles, and available vaccination histories were often incomplete. In conclusion, this outbreak was associated with a case of imported measles at an international event. Although many persons were exposed, relatively few cases of measles were identified, likely as a result of high overall population coverage with two-dose MMR vaccine in the U.S. However, cases did occur among three persons not considered at high risk. Viral genotyping played a key role in determining the likely source of the outbreak and establishing a single chain of transmission. The public health recommendations from this outbreak include to maintain high routine two-dose MMR vaccine coverage in the United States, to sustain measles surveillance and response capacity at the state and local level, to encourage vaccination in persons without evidence of immunity, to document vaccination status among international travelers, among persons with regular exposure to international travelers, and among the general population. Support should continue for global measles control to reduce the disease burden of measles internationally and in the United States. I would like to acknowledge the many people at the local, state, and federal level who assisted with this investigation. Thank you.